Well, hello, and welcome to Education Matters in the Upper Cumberland. We have a special guest today, Dr. Mike Gocher, who is Dean of the College of Interdisciplinary Studies at Tennessee Tech University. Welcome, Mike.
Well, I'm happy to be here today. Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, we are honored to have you, and you've got a unique college at the university and a lot of different schools within it that we want to talk about, but you've also got some new initiatives, and we want to be sure to spend some time on that. But first, there may be some folks in our listening audience that haven't met you or don't know too much about you, so tell us a little bit about your background and how long you've been at Tech, but where you're from and all that kind of good stuff.
Well, I'd be happy to. I'm into my third year here at Tennessee Tech. I serve as the Dean of the College of Interdisciplinary Studies. Before I came to Tech, I had an opportunity to work at one of our sister institutions, Austin Peay State University.
Great university.
Well, thank you there. I really enjoyed the opportunities I had there. I was very fortunate the last couple of years I was there. I was able to work with our soldiers at Fort Campbell.
Wow.
And was head of the educational program there at Fort Campbell. And got a nice opportunity to work with the soldiers and to work with the veterans and identify opportunities, educational ones. And we've been able to bring some of those ideas here to Tennessee Tech and
Excellent.
Work with our veterans here.
And I know Tech has been recognized as a military-friendly university here in the last couple of years.
Yes, it has. And one nice thing that we just did was we worked with THEC, Tennessee Higher Education Commission, and we identified the various most popular military MSOs. And from those, we were able to identify credits that our military personnel could receive that could go toward their degree. In the past, we were very limited on the number of credits we gave our military, but now we evaluated those MOSs, and every MOS was given credit. And so that really helps. So if there are veterans out there that want to finish their degree, come back to Tech. Give us a call. Talk to our professionals in the area of our military affairs office and see what is available to
them. I think there are some great opportunities there. So that's a good message to veterans and to active duty people who in the Guard or something who might be in this area too, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. And this really ties into what the state is doing to provide additional assistance to those in the National Guard to go on and finish their degree. I was also blessed. My daughter is in the Army.
How about that?
She is a captain in the Army, and she is serving right now in Germany.
Wow.
She is a dentist for the Army.
How about that? So well, I know you're proud of her.
Oh, very, very proud. And we're very excited about the opportunities that the military gave her to continue her education and get her dental degree.
Now, did you grow up in Tennessee?
Actually, I grew up in Texas, but when I was in high school, we moved to Tennessee. And grew up in Middle Tennessee. I actually grew up in the Cross Plains area, which is outside of Nashville.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And I pursued my degree at Austin Peay. I got my bachelor's degree there. Then I left Austin Peay and went to the University of Florida.
Amen. Go Gators.
Oh, yes. For those
that
in
could
Tennessee.
Get people in trouble around here.
Oh, it can. But I went to the University of Florida. And then I went to LSU and got my PhD at LSU. And then got the opportunity to come back to Tennessee. And it's been a blessing for our family because my wife's family was from Clarksville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And then I was not far outside Clarksville, and so really been able to spend my entire career in Tennessee close to family.
Well, that's great. Well, tell us about the mission of the College of Interdisciplinary Studies.
Well, our college really was generated and created because of your insight and your foresight to where we were going to go and what the future looked like. The college is composed of three different schools. We have the School of Environmental Studies, which focuses on environmental issues, and we have a master's degree. We have a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, and a PhD program in there. We also have the School of Professional Studies, and Professional Studies is primarily a master's degree program, a completely online program for our working professionals to help them get the skills necessary to be successful managers, successful leaders. And then we have a School of Interdisciplinary Studies. And this is a very special program to help students that start college and then they change their major, and we help them put those credits together so that they're able to graduate. So they're actually able to create their own degree program. It was interesting. I was talking to a student the other day, and she had put together her degree program was English and soil science, which was really a fascinating connection, but she was able to put those credits together and be able to graduate.
So there's a lot of flexibility in this kind of program.
Oh, there certainly is. And we help students create that degree. Also, it's targeted toward adults. So for people that may have gone to college and then stopped out of college because of life, we help them come back and finish the degree. Last week, we had someone that had stopped going to college in around 1968, 69. And they were just a few short of a few credits in order to get their degree.
Yeah.
And we were able to work with them. Cool. They have come back and they finished their degree now. And it's something they had always wanted to do.
It is. And it's exciting to see the lights go on in their eyes when they see that possibility. I worked with a student in that degree program when your predecessor was there, Dean Susan Elkins. And there was a student, I won't mention a name, but in his 80s in Warren County, who had left Tech and then had other credits from other places, but had never put them together. And he really just needed two courses to do it. And he could do them both sort of on his own target time. And he completed that. And that, again, those kind of success stories are great for our region and great for those individuals who'd sort of written off a college education.
That's exactly right. And that's what we help them do. And so we have, and in addition to our courses we have here at the main campus here in Cookeville, we also offer courses at satellite campuses. We're in Scott County, we're at Pellissippi, we're in Lawrenceburg, we're in Oak Ridge. And so we have those so that what I like to say is that finishing your degree is closer than you think,
and
closer in location and closer in credits.
Absolutely right. And they can complete the entire degree there on the campus at Roan State or at Oak Ridge or wherever.
That is exactly right. They can get a Tennessee Tech degree at one of those locations.
So it's a kind of flexibility that a lot of degree programs cannot offer, but your college offers those kind of vehicles for students.
Yeah, yes, we do. And when we look at it, we think of this degree as the degree for the 21st century, that we have to be interdisciplinary, we have to be collaborative, we have to see connections that we don't normally see. And in speaking of that, we're able to have another department join our college. We have the Department of Communication coming in.
And that's exciting.
Oh, it certainly is, because when we think about those opportunities, already we had some collaborative relationships with our professional studies master's degree. We had some communication courses in there with our environmental studies. We had some communication courses in there. And now with interdisciplinary studies, we'll have even more communication courses. So we see an opportunity to develop those resources, share those resources, and do some things that Tennessee Tech has not been able to do in the past. And so we're really excited about what we can bring to the table and the interactions that we can create. I hope in the future to have some nice interactions between athletics and communication. And one thing I was able to do at my other university was we worked with the county commission and we worked with city council, and we worked to help broadcast and promote their
great
council meetings.
Super.
Which
yeah.
was a really nice thing for that community.
And great experience for the students that are learning how to do those things.
It certainly is. So we're excited about what it brings. The Department of Communication just joined us July 1, and so we're just getting started with where that is going.
Well, that is great. Now, speaking of students, how many students are in the entire college?
We have 600 students in
wow.
that college.
Wow.
And when you think about that, too, we also look at, well, how many do you graduate? Well, in the School of Interdisciplinary Studies on the undergraduate level, we're the third largest graduating degree program.
Wow.
And when you look at it on the master's degree level, our professional studies program is the third largest master's program on campus. So while we're very small, and when we look at the number of resources that we have within our college, we have a significant impact on the community, on the university, and on our students.
You really do. And you mentioned the PhD degree, the doctoral degree in environmental studies. What do those graduates go on to do? What kind of jobs do they take?
Well, it's really exciting about that. They have the opportunity, obviously, to go into higher education, but we have a lot of them that just go into the profession. They go to work for the Department of Defense. They go to work for the Department of Energy. We place a lot of them in Oak Ridge. And the other day, I went to the Tennessee Valley Corridor Conference, and it was really exciting there to hear the opportunities that they bring to this area and how our environmental studies program can help them address the challenges that they face.
So there's really some great opportunities out there, even in our state, for these folks. They don't have to go to Seattle or anywhere.
That is exactly right.
In fact, if I remember correctly, this has been a number of years ago, but the master distiller at Jack Daniel's Distillery had a PhD in environmental science from Tennessee Tech.
That is exactly right. So when you think of it, you shouldn't pigeonhole what you think environmental studies could be, because it really does open up a variety of different opportunities for them to pursue. They just have to be creative in how they see the world.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we want to come back and talk about a new initiative, the Tech Caregiving Center, and some of the things you're doing there. This is Local Matters, and we will take a quick break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Dr. Mike Gotcher, the Dean of the College of Interdisciplinary Studies at Tennessee Tech University. And Mike, we've been talking about some of the majors you offer and some of the schools that come under this college. But there's also some new initiatives that you've launched. Tell us a little bit about what's going on that's new there.
Well, we're very excited because we are working to develop a caregiving center, the Tennessee Tech University Caregiving Center. And that caregiving center focuses on the needs of families that have continuous care or end-of-life issues. And that is an important area of concern for our community, for our state, and definitely for our region. Because if you think about the aging population that they have in Tennessee, and there was a recent article in the newspaper about the aging population here in Putnam County. And we're all going to be impacted by caregiving.
No question. Rosalind
Carter tells us that there are those who have been caregivers, those who are currently caregivers, those who will be caregivers, and those who will need caregivers. And so you're going to fall somewhere within one of those four. And I have had friends that have had family members that they have had issues, caregiving issues, and they make significant sacrifices for their family members. And then after their family members pass, they feel very guilty that they didn't do enough.
Right.
And that is so unfair. And so what I wanted to do in working with others within the university was to address that concern. What can we do to help families go through the process, prepare for the process, but also not feel guilty after going through that process? And as a result of that, we've started this caregiving center.
Well, that is super. And are there particular student backgrounds that you need for this center, or is it simply a caring attitude?
Well, it's really a caring attitude. Now, we kind of developed the program for three different audiences, or probably more than three, as I say three now. But one of those audiences were those that were going into nursing. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very competitive to get into those upper division courses within nursing. Well, those students, even though they may have not have gone into the upper division of nursing, they still have valuable skills and they still wanted to be in the healthcare industry. And so we wanted to develop a program that they could pursue. So we developed the caregiving program to help retain those students, to help those students meet their career goals.
Cool.
So we had that, mm-hmm. but we also had those that were in sociology or those that were in business or those that were in exercise science that had that caregiving heart, and they wanted to fulfill that.
And someone with an exercise science background can be really valuable in terms of helping with the physical therapy that might be part of still letting that person, if they're back in their home, get some exercise?
That is exactly right, and that's how we saw it. And so what we did was we started working on the program. We were very interdisciplinary of drawing various departments into the program. But then we also knew that in order to get this started, we needed some funding. And so I was able to get a grant from the Tennessee Board of Regents. So they gave us a small grant to get us started. And from that grant, we were able to develop four new courses. We developed a course in the concepts of caregiving. We developed a course in substance abuse and caregiving. We developed a course in home safety and equipment use for caregiving.
Wow, yes.
And we had developed a course in advanced caregiving. The nice thing about developing those courses, we were able to identify credentialed professionals working in those areas. So we could go out into the community, identify people that had the credentials necessary to work within a college environment, but then they brought that professional experience in there with us.
That's great. Wow.
And as a result of that, we not only developed courses for Tennessee Tech students, but we also had these courses for non-credit. So we could identify professionals in the community that might want to improve their skills, or we could identify people in the community that had family members that needed to have the skill necessary to take care of their family member. I can tell you when my mom had open heart surgery, we needed someone to care for her on a 24/7 basis.
I'll bet.
We did not know where to turn. And matter of fact, most do not. And as a result, what they do is they turn to immediate family members or they turn to people they know. And so we turn to someone within our church. Well, it was a very nice woman in the church. And she agreed to stay with my mom, but we didn't know whether she had the skills necessary in order to actually provide the services my mom needed. She was a very sweet woman, but we didn't know what she could bring to the table. And what we find is the research says that you don't know where to turn. And so what we wanted to do was help build a network so that we can help identify people that had the skills necessary to be successful. And we also wanted to help those businesses here in town that provide
right,
caregiving.
Hospice and other kinds of activities.
That's right. And yeah. We wanted to help enhance their skills
sure.
of the people that they employ, that they are able now have a more qualified workforce. And so what we wanted to do was address that need. Now, obviously, if you're going to offer courses, then there's also a financial component to offering courses. Well, we worked with the Upper Cumberland Workforce Development and got the program approved through them. So there was actually resources
Neat.
That they could go to those they could go to Upper Cumberland Workforce Development and get funding to help pay for those courses. We've also made the courses very adult friendly, and that is they're offered at night. They're offered on a five-week schedule, one night a week, and we do it at the CHEC Center.
That's great.
And so,
so you get off campus. And
that's right.
The Cookeville Higher Education Center is a great location and very accessible to a lot of different students.
And so we're able to let them do that, and they can go in there, and they can take those courses, and they can, and we're offering them in five-week schedule with professionals working on those. We also found as we were doing the research that people didn't know what resources were available. And so what we've done is we've put together a very user-friendly, resource-laden website.
That's great. So if there are folks in our listening audience that have some background and some skills but might want to sharpen those skills with what you're offering, how do they contact you? Is it the website, or do
they
go otherwise?
They can go to the website, and you'll just go to the Tennessee Tech website and search for Caregiving Center. Or they could call a number. We have a number here, a 931-372-3300. Again, 931-372-3300, and they will put them in touch with the right people,
right,
whether it is for a credit course or a non-credit course, for professional development, or for just improvement of your skills that you have there.
Well, it's a challenge that every family and every person is going to experience. We all are going to need health care and need end-of-life care, and often even people who are not near end-of-life but are limited and still are going to need a caregiver.
Absolutely. And the one other thing that we're trying to do is we're trying to address the issue of respite. And then what we find is that it takes a lot out of the caregiver, mm-hmm, to provide care to that loved one. And very often we see their health deteriorate.
Yes.
But also what we see is that economically they're impacted.
No question.
That they don't pay attention as much in their job anymore, so they're not as productive in their job. So they cut back on the number of hours that they're working. So that impacts them economically. Or they quit completely, and that impacts not only the community but also the individual economically. What we would love to see out of this caregiving center is we would love to see it develop so that it's good for the community, so that when you try to recruit industry into the Cookeville area or into the Upper Cumberland, not only do we look at the community activities that are there, not only do they look at the schools, not only do they look at the arts festivities that takes place, but we can also say, you know, we have a caregiving center here, and here are the opportunities, here are the resources that are available to that caregiving center. And so we see this as beneficial not only to those that need care, not only to those that see a job opportunity, a career opportunity, but we also see it good for the community, economically for the community.
It's part of the vitality of a truly rich community.
Yes.
I agree with you. So do you work with the medical providers, the hospitals, and the doctors in the area?
Yes, we do. Matter of fact, some of the people at the hospital teach in our program, which we're really excited about that. We're also working with the Cookeville Regional Medical Foundation, and they have equipment there. And so what we want to do is help them establish that as an equipment bank, so families that need equipment for caregiving have a place that, one, they can go and borrow the equipment to be used. And then they have a place that if they have equipment that they're no longer using, they have a place that they can take that equipment. In relation to that, we're working with the College of Engineering so that they can go and talk to caregivers. How are, mm-hmm, you using this piece of equipment? Is there a better way that we can redesign that piece of equipment? Can we rehab that equipment, if you will,
right,
in some way so it better meets your needs? As we were talking to people that were in caregiving, they said, you know, if we just knew how to use this piece of equipment, it would certainly make our lives better. And that's why we developed that course on home safety and equipment use.
Outstanding.
And in that home safety course, you're not only taught how the body moves, but also how you use that equipment to help the body move. And so the caregiver doesn't get hurt in trying to move someone.
This has been Local Matters, in particular Education Matters in the Upper Cumberland. And we've been talking to Dr. Mike Gotcher from the College of Interdisciplinary Studies at Tennessee Tech. Mike, thanks very much.
Thank you.